I have to admit, I am just plain tired this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Oh, yeah. I'm tired, too.
You know, my day started off getting up at 3:30, quarter to 4 yesterday.
Right.
Then I, you know, left the radio station to go home at about 12 noon. Came back to the radio station at 2 o'clock to record three talk programs that are going to air over the course of the next month. Didn't leave the station till about 4:30, quarter to 5. Got home, rested for about 20 minutes, and went out and covered a special meeting of a Region 1 Board of Education. It went into I didn't get home. I didn't get into bed till 10 o'clock last night.
That's rough. That is rough.
I feel like I fought in a price fight yesterday.
I believe I know what you mean. I mean, yesterday was a hairy day. You know, there were showers, there were thunderstorms. Places like New Jersey on into New York City picked up, you know, 1 to 2 inches of rain. How'd you do in the rain department?
It all went south of us.
Yeah, I know. And that's the way it was. And south of us and whatchamacallit. That basically was it. It was south of us. And there could still be a shower thunderstorm around this morning. The front's not through. It's near Albany. So I have it in the forecast. I said showers and thunderstorms end, if you have any. Right now, the radar is only showing some very light speckles. But you never can tell because it is still humid. And it will stay that way. Partly sunny, humid today. Even when the front goes through, it's going to take a little while for the humidity to drop in the middle 80s. Tonight, clear in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, hot, moderately humid, 90. Another front will go by tomorrow night. But that one will go through with no rain. None. So that by Sunday, it'll be partly sunny and a little less humid in the middle 80s. So no rain expected over the weekend. The more comfortable day will be Sunday. And we still have fair skies, very warm weather on Monday. I don't think there's going to be any additional threat of rain until about Wednesday of next week. I know you're going to ask me about Barry. Barry is a tropical storm, 50-mile-an-hour winds, 125 miles south of Morgan City, Louisiana. He is moving to the west at about 7 miles an hour. The structure is not, it's just not there yet. I mean, of course, the planes have been going in and they're fighting the wind, but it's not a well-formed tropical storm. Nevertheless, it will bring flooding rains, surge, storm surge, and wind to the Central Gulf Coast tomorrow and into Sunday. What's left of Barry will move across the Ohio Valley, up the St. Lawrence Valley, and that will bring us some tropical-like showers and thunderstorms by about Wednesday of next week.
All right. Well, today I have an easy day. I'll be leaving here about 11:30 and going home and going to bed. But tomorrow we have the opening night, two nights of the Divas at the Sharon Playhouse. We'll be broadcasting live on air from 6 to 8 and also live on Facebook Live from 6 to 8. Then on Sunday, it's the Falls Village Car Show. Pat, they're going to have probably over 800 cars show up to be displayed at this show. Gets bigger each year. We'll be there in the morning, probably from about 9:30 to about 12:30 in the morning. We normally set up just on the porch of the Falls Village Inn. But what a car show it is on Sunday! Unbelievable.
And Sunday is the better of the 2 days, so that's a good thing.
Can't complain about that. No.
No, no. Here's the second weekend in a row. That's going to be really, really nice. So
I can have
this. They say with this two, there's three. By the way,
I can have lemonade. They make great lemonade. So I have a lemonade on the porch, overlooking all the cars and the people walking by. Every available street parking space in Falls Village is taken over by classic cars. It's really amazing. It's absolutely for a small
time. It sounds like a lot of fun.
You know, it is. It's one of the best car shows. It was featured on TV last year, and that's what made it even bigger this year. It's the show that everybody puts on their list to come to.
Well, everybody have a good time if you're going to it. By the way, Marshall, I came into a disaster this morning. I was going to call you, but this happened once before, and I don't think you could help me. There must have been a Microsoft update. All of my icons, I have dual screens. All of my icons are on one screen to the left. on the right screen is this thing called fences, which is in blue. Okay, but that is obliterating almost the entire screen. And in the right-hand corner, all the icons are piled up on top of one another. So the first thing I did this morning was do a system restore. It did nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I don't know what else to do. I rebooted the computer twice. I can't get rid of it. I can't get it back to normal.
You got to call those boneheads. Jill's computer in her studio yesterday decided not to. Same thing. It happened, must have been an update. It decided, okay, I've never been a member of this network before, so I'm not going to connect to anything on the network. It took me about 35 to 40 minutes to get the damn computer reconnected to the network, which it's been connected to for the past 7 years. Crazy. Crazy. I think they do these updates just to keep us on our toes.
Well, I mean, they may be keeping us on our toes, but right now, you know, I mean, thank goodness that the computer on the left, you know, I could get all the icons and it's working and radar and everything like that, but it's just a mess. So I would have to call Microsoft this morning.
Yeah, I'm not fluent in that, but I just know if you can't fix it by restarting it, you hate to say it because you have to spend 2 hours on the phone, but
yeah,
that's the safe way to do it. So you don't erase anything that you don't want to erase. You don't get rid of anything that you don't want to get rid of.
So I will see you on Tuesday. I will not be here Monday. Again, nothing that I'm really, really smiling about. But as I told you, 6:59, I'm watching the time. I have my niece coming up tomorrow. We have the movie being shown tomorrow night. I want to try to get into the studio Sunday to build the sets. They're having a board meeting starting at 10. It may not be over till 1. So I'm just batting 1,000, Marshall.
Well, I want you to bat a true 1,000 for the rest of this weekend, and we'll speak to you on Tuesday, all right?
Yeah, you have a good one. Rest up.
Okay, you too, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.